Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the show, brought to you with Levi Solicitors. Is the weekly show, levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball for a 10% discount on your legal fees. Dan here with Michael, who's about to tell you about Levi Solicitors in his own unique way. Rob's here as well.
Does the 10% discount cover all legal fees?
As opposed to what?
It does cover all of them. I was setting myself up. Yeah, it does. It covers all of them, whether it's your wills, your probate, your conveyancing, or one of the other services to do.
why can't you remember?
I do know. People don't need them every time, do they? If you need legal services, go to their website.
People think,
like I do.
People genuinely think that you're doing this as like an act. And why can't you remember them?
Well, I can remember them. But it's better if people discover them for themselves, isn't it?
Right.
Because I'm a teacher. If I'm just spoon-feeding the services to you, you're never going to learn. So go and look at their website.
Spoon-feed them to me, then.
Commercial dispute resolution.
What about personal injury, professional negligence, lost in powers of attorney?
Cool, yeah.
Legal cost services.
Yeah. I'm saying, you discover them for yourself now and you'll learn. You'll take it all in.
What's your favourite aspect of commercial licensing?
Oh, probably that you can sell your IP to other people and they can use it. That's licensing, isn't it?
I think it's more to do with like having, you know, alcohol in your premises and that kind of thing.
I don't know. Licensing can be like use of a logo and stuff.
Right.
I'm trying to get some Toy Story products out for us and on with Disney.
Our specialist licensing solicitors assist and advise clients in relation to all aspects of alcohol and entertainment licensing matters.
That's different licensing.
So don't listen to that idiot. Anyway, levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball for details. We spent too long on that, so let's move on and get on to the news. And should we talk about us being top of the league and us definitely going up and all the other clubs being finished? Or should we talk about our season being completely derailed and over because Jorginho Root is injured and we can't get any more assists ever, which means we'll never score again and we can't go up?
Well, he's going to be back, isn't he, Root?
Well, that's what they're telling you, but do you believe him?
Or is he on the Falshaw stroke?
Is he a crisis actor? Is it an MSM narrative to make you believe that, and so on and so forth?
Possibly. It's a small operation.
What's involved?
A hernia.
Yeah.
Gauze.
Yeah. Just popping it back in.
Pop some gauze over it. Wiggle it back into place, all fine.
Yeah.
Back to play Watford. That's what I heard.
It doesn't feel like you could have an operation and then be all sort of up for playing football again within 10 days, does it? But
he was sharing Instagram updates of his horse, I think, yesterday. So he seems happy enough. But it probably does explain why he hasn't been at his best recently. Mm. Then you find out he's had a hernia and he's still been creating a load of goals. You think, oh, fair play, mate. Well done.
Wow.
You are right. I mean, I've had scabs from AstroTurf that have taken more than 10 days to heal.
That's true, yeah.
Still sticking to the sheet like a week later, like, it's never going to get better.
Or if you've done that and then you go for that first shower afterwards, or even if you have a bath, maybe if you decide to indulge yourself in a bath, the moment when burn touches water.
Do I find it sort of satisfying, that, though?
All right.
No?
Just try to test yourself out here.
Sexy devil.
It sort of hurts a lot more and then it sort of fades and you're like, through it now.
Hey, I was just looking at Wikipedia to verify what you obviously already know about hernias, Michael. One of the complications of hernia is bowel strangulation.
No, he's loose as anything.
Right.
Yeah.
No, strangling. No, you're not he's strangling the old.
There are lots of different types of hernia, aren't there? And his is obviously not bad if they think he's going to be back soon.
I don't really know what hernia is, to be honest. All I know about hernias is from that episode of Friends where Joey gets one, and that's it, basically.
Well, obviously, you'll know that a hernia is the abnormal exit of tissue or an organ, such as a bowel, through the wall of the cavity in which it normally resides.
Mm.
So it might be a bit of his tummy's just sticking out.
bit of a poppy bit. Stick it back in, gauze over, gaffer tape. Lovely. But yeah, I'll be back.
Was there any part of you when you saw the photo or you saw the news of that, you kind of went, just for a moment, thinking that could be his season over?
I mean, it suggests that they've had this plan for a while because he's been playing and then they've got to the break and they think they can squeeze it in. And if it means he might, I guess, I say worst case scenario, he never plays again.
I thought that's what you meant, what the doctor was doing, just squeezing it in.
But yeah, he might miss the two games, I guess. But if he's fit for the rest of it and we get the full 100% Georgie for those, I guess it's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And we're top of the league anyway, so we've got such a cushion.
Yeah. Can relax now, can't we? Can ease up.
Where do you want the open top bus to go?
Not via Wembley.
No.
Or the playoffs at all. Because we've got the dates of them, haven't we, as well now?
Oh, have we now?
They came out, yeah. So the final game against Southampton, league already wrapped up by then? Is that when we're going to get do the trophy pre-game? Or just wait till after?
Do they do it afterwards?
Probably do it afterwards.
It'll be the Guard of Honour, won't it?
And then the Guard of Honour trophy afterwards, yeah. That's Southampton. So that's 12:30 now on the Saturday. Right. And they've also said the playoff dates.
So that'll be a good Saturday night, won't it? What are you telling me the playoff dates for?
Just for other people, if you want to see how Finnish clubs like Leicester get on.
Yeah.
The 12th, 13th, 16th, 17th of those. So
when's the final? Provisionally.
That's the 26th, isn't it, the final?
That could still get moved, though, right, if Coventry
get there, yeah.
Beat Scum. They're
going to beat Scum in the FA Cup, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's exciting. It's the 26th.
I think so.
It's always perilously close to my birthday. It's between yours and mine, isn't it? Mm. The playoff final normally. And it's normally a treat. Yeah, okay. I don't think we need to think about that yet. Do we, the playoffs?
It's sort of good to know when they are.
Did you ever provisionally book a hotel down there? Were you considering it or not?
I don't know. I feel like I want to be back in Leeds if Leeds go up.
What, if we win the playoffs, though?
I'd rather come back to Leeds.
Okay, fair enough.
And celebrate here. Right. I feel like in London, you're going to get a spread of Leeds fans all over the place.
You just don't want to pay London prices, do you?
It's expensive. I'll just be hiding in the toilet on on the train, of course. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like Leeds is the better place to be, probably.
Are you genuinely entertaining the thoughts of the playoffs yet? Or is it just not entered your thinking? I've not thought about it yet. Not because I believe that we're definitely going up, but just because it's for the best.
I suppose I'll just worry about it if it happens.
Yeah, I believe we're definitely going up, so it's fine.
You believe or you know?
A bit of both, I'd say.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exciting, isn't it? Yeah, there is a strange feeling around this at the minute that we seem to mostly have our house in order, which I think is quite scary in itself, is that it feels like everybody's, Farker feels like, he gives off the air of a man that's got this, and therefore you think that transmits down to the players, and it's imbuing a sense of calm in the fans to a certain extent, although that's obviously going to ramp up as the games come back around. Yeah, and it worries me that I'm not worried.
Mm. I think it helps that we're not actually playing right now, though. We're in this little international break.
That'll be it, Rob.
We've just finished top, where we've just moved top, and everything feels calm. And I am sort of preparing for the last, what is it, 8 games or something? That's where we start shitting ourselves, basically.
And Farker said we're allowed to look at the table with 6 games to go.
Yeah.
He definitely said that. So I think we can obsess over it.
But I think it does go to show that the psychological benefit of having gone into this break in top spot and why they wanted to do it, because you're there for, a week and a half, 2 weeks, and it can give you that sense of calm. Like we've got a good handle on this and everybody just feels okay about it. Whereas diving into Leicester's response to it, they're not happy. They don't like the style of football. They probably don't like the manager, who is, as we know, a bald fraud.
Correct.
So they're convinced. I mean, if the shoe was on the other foot, if we'd thrown away a 17-point lead, we'd probably feel the same. But it's still all up for grabs, isn't it? That's the thing.
I think I was joking, but I think when we beat them at their place, I think I suggested this would happen to Leicester and they'd panic and then we're getting Warnock in for the running. It could still happen.
Mind you, he's
available.
Plymouth are struggling. Bottom end of the championship.
It is a perfect job for him, is that? Maybe he'll come in alongside Fozzie.
Yeah.
I'm just here to help him out, experienced. So it's a shame we're not going to get to play him, are we? It seems unlikely, unless he can turn up at somewhere else. I know we've played Birmingham twice, haven't we?
Yeah.
Maybe we're asking for him. Sunderland were asking for him as well.
Yeah, and they have put in Rowett as well of Birmingham, which I think is...
Oh, of course they have, yeah.
Given the sort of story arc there, the journey they've been on, they've ended up going back to a manager who they had sometime previously who was doing fine for them.
Yeah, who they got rid of to bring in a more glamorous replacement, and now they've tried that again this year. Once again, it's gone badly, so they've got Rowett in.
To replace the eminently sensible Tony Mowbray, who's unwell or whatever. Stupid, aren't they?
5 years' time, they'll be getting used to Spac, won't they?
Yeah. Actually, have they had Rowett before? Am I just confused?
Birmingham.
Yeah,
they had him. And then he was doing really well. It's basically a mirror image of what happened with Eustace. He was doing well. They were in the playoffs. Then they sacked him. They got Zola, didn't they?
Mm. And he never took him down, didn't he?
Yeah. And then they ended up Harry Redknapp in charge for a bit at some point in the middle of it all.
In terms of the internationals, anyway, we are speaking at the time when we noted in the office before this that Japan and North Korea have played a game that kicked off at 10:23 this morning, UK time.
It's nice to keep the traditional kickoff.
The old 10:20, traditional 10:23, which I had a feeling actually they might do for our final day kickoff against Southampton and Sky. Put it on at midnight and all the rest of it. But yeah, all the games are going to kick off at Saturday lunchtime, aren't they, on that last weekend? That could be fun or awful.
Mm. It's weird being more invested in Wales than England in an international break, isn't it? But
it's quite nice, I'd say.
Yeah.
I really don't care about England.
It's kind of where all the players are, so.
Fewer bastards.
Well, yeah, I quite like all of them.
Yeah, now Ryan Giggs is not involved.
Yeah, are there any bastards involved in Wales, actually? I know there's obviously Steve Morrison has got previous there.
Robbie Savage's son in the squad? I mean, it feels a bit harsh to just kind of hold that against him.
Well, he'll probably think his dad's a dick anyway, so that's fine. But now they might qualify, I kind of hope they do. Although part of me also thinks, because they're definitely playing one game, but then if they win, they go through to play the winner of Poland against Estonia, don't they? Part of me does think they just have to play one game rather than two in this period. It would help us out.
I'll quickly run you through the names. Some of the ones that jump out. Wayne Hennessy.
Is he still in the squad?
Yep.
Bloody hell.
Who famously raised his arm in...
This is on YouTube.
Right.
People can now clip that up of you doing that.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
Just say you didn't know
you
what it
was. You were calling it later, weren't you?
I don't know what it means anyway.
You just saw Wayne Hennessy doing it, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm copying him.
Just copying him.
Copying him. But yeah, Danny Ward, Tom King, Adam Davies, Ben Davies, Joe Rodon, we like him.
Yeah.
Joe Lowe, Chris Meffham, Ben Cabango, Nico Williams, Jay De Silva, Connor Roberts, we like him. Wes Burns, Ethan Ampadu, we like him. Josh Sheehan, Dylan Levitt, Jordan James, Charlie Savage, as you were mentioning. Harry Wilson, we've got some mild Derby-related beef there.
Okay.
Nathan Broadhead, Aaron Ramsey, Robbie Matondo, David Brooks, Daniel James, we like him. Liam Cullen, Ruben Colwill, Brennan Johnson and Kiefer Moore.
Kiefer Moore's Ipswich now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Could do with him picking up an injury.
I mean, one of the Ipswich guys has, hasn't he?
Yes, their winger, Wes Burns, he's injured. So, and it sounds like he might be out for a while. It's hamstring related because he's pulled out of this squad, but McKenna was saying it doesn't look great.
Right.
So they're finished.
Finnish club.
And they're playing Finland, aren't they, actually?
Who are Finnish,
literally Finnish, as is Glenn Kamara.
So who are we cheering on there then? The physios, no injuries?
Wayne Hennessy plays for Nottingham Forest because of course he does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But everybody does, don't
I know.
They?
Turns out they must have bought him.
Yeah.
Just in there, in one of the jumble sale arrangements that they've done.
Speaking of Forest, they've had their points deduction this week.
Oh, yeah.
Four, is it enough? Is it an incentive to cheat?
I think they should get some more next year when we're in the Premier League.
Right.
As long as they stay up.
So it makes you wonder, doesn't it, if they've breached it to such an extent, just go up and breach it, just get well safe, and if you've only taken 4 points off us, then fine.
Do you think they'd give them more if they were doing better? If they were like eighth now, they might have thought, oh, we'd give them 10, it's fine.
They wanted
to give them 8, didn't they? The Premier League suggested 8, but they've only been given 4, which is quite good actually, because if Forest appeal it, there is a chance that might get raised to 6 or 8, which would be very funny.
Because they have admitted the breaches, haven't they? So they're arguing over the fact that they just waited to sell Brennan Johnson for more money.
Maybe that's why they've got Hennessy there, because they know he can argue his way out of a seemingly watertight open and shut case. What would you say? Just say you didn't know. Right, yeah. We'll do that, yeah.
So we spent all that money, but we just didn't know. We didn't know what it meant
rule? No, I didn't know. No, I've not even heard of financial fair play, but yeah, it seems like it's a thing. So.
But it's interesting noting that the sale of Johnson, who was a youth product, wasn't he? So then they sold him for like 47 million and that all goes back on the books as profit for P&S, FFP, whatever you want to call it, because obviously it didn't involve any purchase costs. So that's how much we know that their breach is somewhere in that ballpark, don't we? That they spent, was it 250 million quid they spent post-promotion on all those players?
That they didn't need.
And also they like didn't sort out a shirt sponsorship for most of the season, which was something like 6 million quid they missed out on. I think they're still paying Harry Arter 40 grand a week. He's not played for them for about 3 years. I think last year he was on loan in the National League and he's still just hanging around there.
You see the statement on the Forest website to that effect. Like, yeah, but it's all a bit silly, isn't it? We can't compete if we don't breach DAF rules.
Which is, I don't know.
There is truth in it, but it doesn't acknowledge the fact that they've broken the rules.
No, and it also doesn't address, for Forest to argue that when they've bought like at least 10 players they didn't need, it doesn't really work, does it? I do think that the financial fair play stuff is a bit of a mess.
Yeah, but then look at Brentford as well. Like, they've proven it can be done, and Brighton have proven that with smart trading you can do it. And I know they owe an absolute bucket load of money to their owner, but they're still playing within the rules, aren't they?
Yeah, I was listening to a Forest podcast this morning, and they were making the point that I think there's been, of the last 13 teams to get promoted without parachute payments, 11 have stayed up. So you really don't have to just go absolutely mental, Leeds being one of those teams. And also this argument of like, well, you can't compete without it. And they're trying to like, as if they're trying to disrupt like the top six. That seems to always be the argument. It's like, well, no, you're actually trying to disrupt Brentford and Brighton and the teams at the bottom who are actually playing by the rules.
And this year,
and you're doing it really badly as well.
So this year, they're just trying to be better than Luton, Burnley and Sheffield United, aren't they? So it's not a very high bar.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll be difficult at moments for us if we do go up, and Ipswich as well are going to really, really struggle because they've not had the parachute payments and retained the players this time to offset it. So you have to then build a new squad, don't you? And as Angus Kinnear said to us, the difficulty when you go up and why they see the first 3 years as being particularly hazardous is because you can't turn your squad over quick enough to get to the required level.
I'm sort of surprised Forest aren't doing better this year because they've of course signed, this is based on some Twitter accounts, but they've got Gio Reyna, who's I believe one of the best footballers in the world.
Right, who told you that?
Some Twitter accounts.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he was misused at Dortmund, and I thought Forest would be his chance to cement his position as...
Not played.
But he doesn't seem to play.
Right.
So it's...
Is that another manager out to get him?
Another manager out to get him, it seems.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sad. Back to the internationals then. Anything else jump out at you out of the games?
Junior Firpo, he's going to be playing, isn't he? He's going to be playing about 10 minutes before we play Watford, which is a bit of an issue. That game is, yeah, like, is it something like 48 hours before ahead of our game?
He lands back in very late, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's playing in Peru for the Dominican Republic, which is, that game is 1:30 a.m. on the 27th of March.
So that's a bit of like, it's what happened with Rafinha, that, wasn't it?
Mm.
When he came back. And he's playing against Aruba, who are famously in the Beach Boys song, aren't they?
I'm trying to think. I don't know which song you're on about.
Kokomo, whatever it's called. Aruba. No.
Well, I'll let you Google it.
I will do. What I could have done is checked beforehand, couldn't I?
Yeah, that'd have been the quickest way. Do we need to address Matteo Joseph being a filthy traitor?
What, going and playing for his maternal heritage country rather than the one where he happened to just go to school, which was here?
He's like Declan Rice.
Emil Heskey would be very disappointed in him.
He would. Yeah, he's been playing for England under 20s, wasn't it? I think he was in. And now he's gone, decided he's Spanish.
Yes, the song is Kokomo by the Beach Boys, which came out in 1988. So a nice contemporary reference there for the kids. It's used in loads of films as well. It's the one that lists all the different tropical places.
Oh, okay.
No?
No.
Okay.
You're on your own.
It's on your Spotify or your YouTubes, whatever it is the kids use these days. Find it in your CD collection. Do you want to go to Aruba?
I would do.
Yeah. Because we were talking about Dominican Republic,
I don't exactly know where it is.
Yeah, but it's mentioned in that Beach Boys song, so it sounds sunny.
Where's Aruba, Rob?
I have no idea. Do you know any players of that?
Aruba. Caribbean. I'm sold.
Yeah, but where is it? Just in the sea?
It's actually towards the South America bit near Venezuela. It's just a wee island just off Venezuela to the north. Did you go to Venezuela when you were in South America?
Nah, I didn't ever go around that bit.
Bit too terrifying for you?
Not for me, no, I'm mad.
No.
I addressed this last week, I'm sure.
Which of the cocaine countries did you avoid?
I didn't do Colombia either, actually. Yeah, Ecuador and Peru and Bolivia are all still quite cocaine-y.
Yeah.
They're quite into that stuff there.
Yeah.
At least the production of it.
Yeah.
You had a great time, didn't you?
Barely slept.
The police were very scary. I would have been very hesitant to get involved with them.
Had you found yourself in a Peruvian jail cell, how do you reckon you'd have gone?
I'd have been running it within a week. Peruvians are quite little, actually.
Right.
So I would have...
Would you mean a giant?
I would have maybe
look
fed,
at his stature.
I'd have maybe fed slightly better than an English prison. I don't know.
Oh, dear me. Back to international stuff. Who else is away then? Coops is away. Gruev's away. We mentioned Firpo there.
Some under-21s as well.
Gray.
Archie Gray in the England under-21s for the first time.
Nonto's gone.
Kind of hope they don't play him.
Yeah. No, Nanto's gone into the Italy 21s to get them qualified, haven't they, for the tournament in the summer. They're playing Latvia.
But yeah, the Wales. The Wales one. And obviously some England games, but...
Ethan Ampadu is going to be the youngest Welshman to win 50 caps tonight, which is quite an achievement.
That is good going. You forget how young he is sometimes, don't you? Just because he's played so many games in his career already.
Seems quite grown up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite mad to think that he's the same age as Jed Spence. And they're striking as very different characters.
He should have taken him under his wing, shouldn't he? Look, you're going to have to, at some point, Jed, play some games if you want to be considered to be a footballer. But no, well done.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, Phil's touched on it before in the shows that we've done. You have to give him credit for just going out and getting the games. Haven't you? When he went from what was, I'm just looking at his career path, Exeter to Chelsea's farm system, but he went out to Leipzig, played a few times. Sheffield United, not quite as exotic, but then to Venezia.
His run of relegations then, yeah, wasn't it?
Venezia. But, you know, to go out and get the miles under your belt, the game time.
I feel like getting out of Chelsea at 23 is about right as well, because if you stay there beyond your early 20s, you end up just there forever, don't you? And still 25 and out at Stoke or something. And you're like,
you get absolutely Lewis Bakered, don't you?
You really do.
I'm just going to say
really
that.
We were all thinking of the same person.
Yeah. Jamal Blackman had like, he was at Chelsea for like 10 years, wasn't he? Something ridiculous, and played a game for them, just was sent out every single year.
But when if you're on 20 or 30 grand a week, even if you're in the farm system, then it's all right.
Sounds all right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, before we started, we were chatting about Scott Carson, weren't we? Going, oh, what a life he's got.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, there'll be no heroes and villains next week, unless we've got an absolute hell-bent desire to talk about the internationals, but we'll do one to wrap up the goings-on over the last 7 days in the football world. We are the TSB jury, that's us three, and we're here to judge who is the villain of the week, who's the hero of the week. We can take some cheap shots at people if we want in the process, and we'll find out who's going to potentially win our TSB Plus members player of the year, selected from the scores out of 10 every week. Anyway, Ken Bates Villain of the Week Award. First, who are you putting forward and why is it Steve Martin, the dickhead ref?
Well, there are shouts for Cooper.
Yeah, I was going to nominate Cooper, to be honest.
Go on then.
I do enjoy how many people have nominated him and had to clarify that they don't mean Liam Cooper, because he didn't play this week. But yeah, Cooper, as Dan from Dublin says.
And not Johnny Cooper.
Indeed,
the stats person who is Johnny's coming in. We're recording that on Friday and he's going to go out on Wednesday next week over the international break. And speaking of stats, we're speaking to Andrew Stats Dalton about his new book. That's coming out on Monday. We've done that. Continue. Just plug in the shit that we've got coming up.
What's he called? Jake Cooper, is that his name?
Let's say yes.
Yeah.
Bastard Cooper.
Dan from Dublin says, the fucking Lurch Adams family looking character. Go play basketball or be a tree. Let kids build a house in you, you overgrown oaf. Which I think is a very sensible nomination.
Hard, you remember, like the tall kids at school. It was hard to be a tall kid at school, wasn't it?
No, I don't know.
Do you not?
I must admit, when he came over to the East End to take a throw in, I did shout, fuck off, you big freak. I felt a little bit guilty about
taking that. You back to your school days, Rob.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a horrendous bully. He was a big lad, but you know,
But just no need for him, was there? Should have been sent off. Started picking on the little guy, like the hardest guy, obviously, picking on Willie at the start, mm-hmm. and didn't get any better from there. Knee and Joe Roden in the head. Just been a general Millwall pest.
Yeah, Steve Martin, the dickhead ref, people were asking about what the score would likely be. And is this a season low or high for the refs, depending on which way you want to frame it?
It's not the lowest, I don't think.
Is it not? So an average score of 0.95 out of 10.
I'm sure we've had lower than that.
For Steve Martin.
Which is some going, admittedly, but it was bad.
Yeah.
I think if we don't come away from that game with a win, it ends up lower. As it is, we can sort of laugh about it and be like, well, unless you're Joe Roden, you got need in the face. Yeah. In which case, you might be a little bit upset by it still.
But are you nominating the dickhead ref then?
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian says, no one is more evil than Stephen Martin. Probably jealous of Rodon's toughness. Swole doesn't equal tough, Steve. Which is absolutely right.
Rodon
would absolutely batter him, I've no doubt. He's you were tracking down his Instagram account, weren't you, the other day, and he's shirtless on it. You were saying.
Yeah, won't give me a follow. Won't let me have a little look at his pecs.
You want to see his beach pics?
Yeah.
I reckon if you reach out to his agent, he'll probably have a portfolio he can send you.
Yeah, it'll be a theatrical agent as well, not a sports agent.
Yeah, some signed shirtless pics that he'll send out to fans. It might be like Neil Warnock, he might carry some. That he just can hand out to people.
Which is exactly what I wanted. All of the above. So, I did like Dan James' platform shoes, suggesting if he was a judge at The Hague, he could put Pol Pot on trial and would send him away and make him promise that this is definitely the last genocide he will do. Dickhead.
Yeah, it was not good. His desire to let the game flow and let people and not send someone off was bizarre, I felt like. He was almost trying to not get involved.
Would you draw parallels with genocide or...?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not as bad as that.
Yeah. Not a fan of genocide?
No, against it.
Yeah, as a rule. As a rule, yeah.
Yeah, even more so than Wayne Hennessy is.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, of course. But he don't know what it is. I mean, to be fair, he probably doesn't know what that means. So it's between Martin and Cooper. Any features for Neil Harris in here or anything like that? Because
he was the agent
of a lot of this. Or?
It was literally the two of them. I mean, he will have been him who sent him out to play like this. Although with Cooper, you do wonder if he's got full control of himself.
That was Harris's thing when he got the job again, wasn't it? It was like, we need to be proper Millwall. And I think he did reference Cooper at one point, being like, we need to go let him be Jake Cooper. If you got Jake Cooper, you got to let him be Jake Cooper. You think, fucking hell. I suppose he did do that.
He doesn't seem to be that popular with Millwall fans from listening to them talk about him. They were sort of annoyed by his performance as well, in that he's just a big daft wrecking ball. Just... goes around the pitch almost getting himself in trouble and constantly walking a tightrope and while also not being very good at anything but winning the ball in the air. Like, so I don't know. They don't seem majorly keen on him, which is, given he likes random acts of violence, you thought they'd be more into
him. He's got the features of a boxer, if you look at him. If you do a Google image search for him, and there is one on the Millwall website where he's shaking a fist. So maybe he is.
Wait, he sort of don't look as big on a picture, does he? I don't know.
It's not to scale.
It's only about 400 pixels.
Hang on, really, it's a little bigger actually. Now,
about 400 pixels tall there. That's tiny.
Just saying, sometimes people look, you can see Peter Crouch's head and tell he's tall. That's what I'm saying. Not so with this guy. Oh, I don't know. Hopefully we won't have to see either of these two next year if we go up, because Steve Martin's not getting a Premier League game anytime soon, is he?
Well, you never know. Get those, flexing those pecs on TV. You know what image conscious the Premier League are. You might get a go.
Make him referee it shirtless. Could happen.
Oiled and shirtless, like Adama Traore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But obviously he tended to be shirted because it's part of the...
He was tight though. He might as well not have been on.
Some cheap shots here then. Sheffield Wednesday getting a bit of grief from Dick Van Schipbich for their pathetic performance. Was it against Ipswich? They lost 6-0. Yeah.
Yeah, Gareth Southgate for bringing unwanted attention to Archie Gray. He gave him a name check, didn't he?
Although, Southgate, are you going to say that he's been put in the frame for the Man United job, hasn't he?
Really?
So it could really help all of the country.
I really, really hope he gets that job.
Yeah.
But also he's called up that scum kid from the under-21s rather than Archie, which he should have done.
Is that a sign he's getting the scum job? Trying to curry favour with him?
Yeah.
God, I hope he gets that job. He'll fail so miserably there.
Be great, won't it? And they're going to hate every minute of it.
Yeah, and they'll hate him within about 2 weeks.
Yeah, just another cycle of mediocrity.
Yeah, please employ him.
Because the players are obviously good enough to carry him through enough fixtures to keep him at a certain level, but they're just stuck in that perpetual cycle of just not quite being good enough. Mm. Well, Alex Ferguson stalks the corridors offering helpful advice, no doubt. Anybody else then you want to give a quick mention?
A controversial shout for Farker from Ginger Paul. He acknowledges it's a cheap shot. He said he's disappointed me and my partner by stating his cake of preference is cheesecake. That's not a proper cake. It's barely better than a trifle.
Oh, steady now.
Yeah, I'm a big cheesecake fan.
Yeah.
I think cheesecake's good.
Classic New York vanilla.
It is distinct from a cake, I will say.
Yeah.
It's literally called a cake, though.
It is, but...
But then you're getting into Jaffa cake territory, and Jaffa cakes, as we know, are...
Yeah.
Well, you're back to your commercial radio chat here. Is a Jaffa cake a cake?
Yeah. Text me now. What's your favourite flavour of crisps?
What do you call it? Do you call it a bap? Or a bun or a scuffler? Do get in touch. Let us know.
Right. Cheesecake is a dessert made with a soft, fresh cheese.
I know what a cheesecake is.
Eggs and sugar. It may have a crust. Yeah, it's tough. It's just classed as a dessert.
Yeah. But it's not got flour in it, has it? Well, I suppose the biscuit base, technically.
Predominantly a dessert, because you can have savoury cheesecakes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what the dictionary on the computer says. Cheesecake. I love cheesecake.
I think if I was eating cheese...
If I
was eating cheesecake, I would specify cheesecake. I wouldn't just refer to it as cake.
Yeah, true. A kind of rich, sweet tart made with cream and soft cheese on a biscuit base. A buttery biscuit base. So it's been referred to as a tart.
It'd be weird, though, if Parker in his post-match presser says he was off on for, what is it, coffee, feet on the sofa and a tart.
He just needs to specify that it's a cheesecake.
Definition number two. A mass noun, informal, images portraying women in a manner which emphasises idealised or stereotypical sexual attractiveness. A cheesecake photo of herself wearing a silly hat and little else.
Never heard that.
You should do some cheesecake photos.
Hmm.
Next calendar.
Next year's calendar. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's what he means.
Yeah, a cheap shot for Flamingo Land as well from Mal. What if making Georgie crawl around on all fours gave him that hernia?
Was it not? Who is it? Joe Roden was on all fours, wasn't it?
Georgie was too, because he was being a turtle.
Joe Roden was a tiger, wasn't he, or a lion?
Yes.
Yeah. As Mal has said, actually, haven't seen anything in the mainstream media about it, which makes you think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flamingo Land, they'll have covered it up, won't they? Friends in high places.
Right. That's right. Is it?
The giraffes.
Okay. A lot of neck on them, and so on. Anybody else, or do we want to award? It's one of those dickheads.
Yeah, I mean, it's Martin or Cooper, isn't it? Who do you reckon?
I don't care.
All right, fair. Cool.
Not bothered. Had a nice quiet week this week.
That was the gavel.
All right. You've both made good arguments. Well done.
Okay, good.
Cheers.
Maybe let them... they can fight each other for it.
Who actually upset me more, though? That's the question.
It's the ref, really. I feel like I fall back to Bielsa's comments that he always used to say about the referees have the tools to deal with these things. If he just sends him off, he can't help... being sent out there all fired up by Harris, can he?
No, he didn't have any control over the situation, did he? Didn't know what he was doing.
It's just, if Steve Martin just deals with it, it's fine. Penalty, red card.
He was the enabler, wasn't he? You've talked me into it. Rob, any counter-arguments?
No, much like you, I don't care. So.
Right, fine. Well, so it's Steve Martin, the dickhead ref, is it?
Fine.
Super. Let's move on to the Hero of the Week, the Gaetano Berardi Hero of the Week Award. Scores that have come in for Millwall, Farker scoring very highly again. 8.53 out of 10. Players-wise, player of the match was Joe Rodon, 8.24. Ampadu scoring highly. Wilf over 8. Dan James just under 8. Georgie and so on and so forth. Again, down to the subs who tended to score lowest, but nobody under 6. Apart from the dickhead referee, as we said, who got 0.95, which means that Joe Rodon... Oh, this is so exciting, I can barely contain myself. Joe Rodon, 7.28 season average.
Ampadu.
And Ethan Ampadu, 7.25.
We joined the names. Maybe we can give him a joint trophy.
Jeethan Rampadu. Rompadu, wasn't it? Sorry,
Rompadu. It was Rompadu, yeah. Wasn't it? That was it.
And Archie and Cree both doing well as well.
Somerville dropping like a stone.
Yeah, he has gone off the boil a bit, hasn't he, though, recently?
He has a little bit, but he's still...
still dead good.
He's still fine, isn't he?
Yeah. Archie getting into the top three is nice as well.
Yeah. He's really taking shape nicely, is this? Just everyone on the list, I look down and I go, oh, look at them all. What a great bunch of lads. Whereas last year I looked at it and I was like, how's Brendan Aaronson still fifth? He's terrible. What the fuck's he doing on this list? But there we go.
So we'll feed that into the supercomputer and then ask you to nominate somebody each then for your Hero of the Week.
For me, it's Willie Nonto.
Oh, well, what a turnaround. Right, okay.
Just because we've got some of these mugs.
Oh, so what you mean is the mugs are back in stock. I want to sell the mugs, so I'm nominating Willie Nonto.
Correct.
Where are they available?
Squareball.net.
Yeah.
Nice mugs, these. Yeah. It's his goal against Cardiff last year.
Thought we'd never sell any more of those, but, you know.
Correct, yeah.
Redemption arc.
Dan James mugs. They'll be back soon.
That was quite shameless, wasn't it? All of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why am I nominating him? I scored a good goal.
Why am I nominating him?
Really good goal, that. I didn't include it in propaganda because it didn't quite come across, and I was worried people are not listening on good headphones and stuff, it wouldn't come across well, but there's the Millwall footage of it. I've seen if they had any of their own commentary on it to see if they were upset or anything, but it's just completely plain sound effect only commentary. But it's really nice from a sort of ASMR point of view, is that goal. You hear the dunk as it hits the net. Really nice.
Super.
I don't think he's had enough credit for that goal. It was bloody brilliant.
It was great. Yeah.
It was better than I realised as well. Yeah.
I think in the ground, I didn't quite have the best view of it. And then when I saw it back, I thought, bloody hell. That's one of the goals of the season. It was just like, oh, we just scored again.
It stayed hit, didn't it, that one?
Yeah.
It was sheer power that took it past the keeper as much as anything. And you're always, like I said, you've said, Michael, this week, kick it dead hard into the net.
Correct.
And he did.
He did. He did. But no, he's proving very useful all of a sudden, isn't he? Or Willie, having... maybe suggested.
He's proving very useful now all of a sudden, is old Willie. Happy wedding anniversary, everyone.
There we go. But I mean, pre-Christmas, everyone was a bit like, well, don't seem bothered. Every time he comes on, he doesn't do anything. Whereas now he's...
needed to find his groove.
Scoring important goals left, right and centre. So, well done, Willie.
So is this
you've
fully,
only got,
fully redeemed?
He still needs about...
20.
I said 27. How many has he actually got now? He must be up to 8.
He's on 7,
I think. He must be up to like 8 or something.
Let me double check. I did look at this.
He's probably not going to get 20, is he though?
At this stage, I'm going to say with 8 games to go and no playoffs to think about, probably not.
If he can get another 3 before the end of the year, I think that's a decent return for him.
That's fair.
Right, let's have a look. So top scorer, yeah. Somerville 15, Dan James 12, Pirro 11, Bamford 7, Willie 7.
Okay. Get to 10. Get to 10, Willie. And
10 goal redemption.
And you've, as long as we go up, could have turned up a bit sooner.
So is this a little bit like a little bit like when you're trying to persuade the kids to clear the plate of food? Come on, just 3 more mouthfuls.
You don't have to eat the broccoli. Just eat 2 more carrots.
Yeah.
Please.
Fine.
Just a few more goals, Willie, please. But no, it was good. Really, really, really enjoyed watching that back from lots of different angles.
Good.
And to see Millwall fans upset by it as well.
And his celebration was brilliantly rubbish as well.
Mm.
Tumbling around. Who have you got, Rob? Who are you bringing to the table? Who are you putting forward?
I will go for our broken hero, Georgie Rutter. Again, like I think you said on the match ball, a few times recently you watch him go, I don't think he's playing that well. And then you think at the end of the game, like, oh, he's just kind of decided that game for us yet again.
2 assists.
Yeah, just ridiculous. And even when he's not playing that well, it's still a lot of fun to watch. And he's been doing it all in a lot of pain by the sounds of things. I've never had a hernia. You only described them to me earlier, and it sounds horrible, to be honest, and I don't think I'd be very good at football. Well, I'm not very good at football, but I'd be even worse if I had a hernia, whereas Georgie Rutter
I'm really
is dead good. So yeah, I'll nominate him.
I'd not noticed either the, I think it was mentioned on the match ball, but I've seen the video of him, the Sky bloke losing the plot with him, trying to get him over for an interview as well, and he's busy in front of the crowd just doing his own thing.
Yeah,
and I think more of that sort of low-key disobedience to upset Sky, I think, is the way forward.
Yeah, I mean, you know that I love Georgie, so I'm always going to lean towards Georgie.
Yeah, he's such good fun. Even when he's terrible, he's good fun.
Even when he's there and he should just lay off an easy ball and he tries to turn out of 3 people and do a spin, I kind of love him for it.
Mm-hmm. And like his complete failure to score goals as well.
My God, he's terrible at finishing.
It's the classic flawed genius, isn't it?
Yeah, if he was scoring every game, it'd be boring. Yeah. What would be the fun in that? It's better.
And we'd be panicking about selling him.
How many has he scored at Elland Road this year? I feel like his goals have all been away from home. We need more Georgie celebrations at Elland Road.
I know, it's quite impressive that he keeps winning headers from corners as well, but I really wish he'd stop doing it because he's terrible.
So he scored at Plymouth away in February. Have you got one prior to that?
It looks like the only home goal is back in November against Swansea, which isn't enough, is it?
Scored at Cardiff. Yeah, I'm going to go a bit further back. Scored the winner at Leicester.
And I think it looks like, did he score in the first half against Swansea as well?
Millwall and Ipswich, yeah.
Was that when we scored just before or just after half time? I can't remember.
It was just before, was it?
We've scored so many goals we can't remember. Anyway, is he having Hero of the Week? I think he is, isn't he? He's gone under the knife, suffering for our success.
But please do buy the Willie Nonto mugs.
Well, we haven't got any Jorginho merch yet, have we?
No.
We need to, because it's taken time to figure out who our proper heroes are this season. I think everyone's just kind of sitting quietly and waiting to see how it all plays out, but I love him anyway. So can you do me some personal merch? Can you make that happen?
Do you want me to commission a portrait of you hugging him?
of me hugging Georgie, who's hugging a horse.
Fine.
That's what I want. So he's our hero of the week. Well done, Georgie. And speedy recovery, please. I think that's the very important, most pertinent bit, isn't it? Right, then, no heroes and villains next week. So Georgie gets to keep hold of it for an extra week.
That's nice for him.
Which is lovely.
Also, on Georgie, did you see him spot himself on the telly at the rugby?
Oh, no.
That was very nice. He was at the Rhinos game on Friday night. And yeah, him and Melier, they noticed they were on the big screen and sort of pointed it out and were really giddy about it. And it's like, lad, you're on telly every week.
Right then, we'll wrap it up there then. We've got, what have we got coming up over the weekend? Members show.
We've recorded some stuff. I know that much because we're not here next week for the most part.
Yes. So yes, look out for the chat with Stats Dalton on Monday. We've got Guide to Max Gradle coming out, which we're about to record. That's on Tuesday. Johnny Cooper on Wednesday as well. And then we'll be back with the normal stuff previewing Easter with Phil towards the back end of next week. So we'll see you in a bit.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.